CTV Canada AM, Thursday, April 29th, 2010, Uvic Rabbits.
Swiss rabbits are just a cute furry animal, but from the University of Victoria, they've become a major problem. The campus is overrun with more than 1,000 rabbits that are chewing and digging and leaving their mark on the university grounds. School officials are looking for ways to deal with the problem, but some of the options have animal rights activists hopping mad. For more on this issue, here's Tom Smith from the university who joins us from Victoria. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How did these rabbits become such a concern? How did you end up with 1,000 rabbits on your campus?
Well, our understanding is in the early 80s, the people that didn't want to keep pet rabbits just started releasing them around the university campus, and rabbits do what rabbits do, and they've expanded their populations enormously over the years.
So how are you gonna handle this? I mean, what are your options?
We've developed a few options, and we're in the process of producing a plan to manage the population. We've conducted a few pilot projects to determine how we might incorporate spay, neuter, and release programs. But at this point in time, it looks like we're going to have to take more drastic measures and reduce the population a little bit.
So some activists, I understand, rabbit activists or animal rights activists are making some allegations, you know, going on, talking about poison boxes and secret culls at night. What are your responses to that?
The university hasn't done anything to date to reduce the population by trying to eliminate any rabbits. We have had to relocate rabbits. We've done some pilot projects to spay and neuter and release them, but we haven't done anything like that. We are looking at our campus from a zoning perspective to identify areas where rabbits can exist in the long term. But at this point in time, we need to reduce the population at some point to get to a sustainable number of rabbits.
I understand that there's a local veterinarian who's offered a new approach, and you're going to be meeting with him. Do you know what he's proposing?
Yes, we're meeting later today, actually, and we're looking at a proposal for a vasectomy program for the male rabbits. And the idea behind that is the behavior won't change as much as a spay-neuter program, and rabbits will carry on as usual, except the populations won't grow as they do now.
Yeah, right. Well, very interesting stuff. Good luck. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.